JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, Jamaica Ex-Police Officers Association gives back to St. James. And in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment, we look at Thunderball. Stay with us. Fourth form student at the Herbert Morrison Technical High School, Shavani Smith, recently received a $40,000 scholarship from the South Florida chapter of the Jamaica Ex-Police Officers Association. Marlon Tingling gives us the details.
Roy Bennett, president of the association, presented the scholarship on Wednesday, June 4, during a brief ceremony at the Area 1 Police Headquarters in Montego Bay. The ceremony formed part of a week of activities staged by the association in St. James. The association also repainted sections of the Area 1 Police Headquarters and donated air conditioning units to the station. Repair work was also carried out at the Adelphi Basic School, and medical equipment and supplies handed over to the Area 1 Police Department. In an interview with Roundabout JA, Mr. Bennett explained that the association will continue to offer scholarships to carefully selected recipients.
Shavana Smith is an ardent worker who commits to school success. She has the potential to do well and is aspiring to such as best as she can with whatever resources she has. However, we believe that Ms. Smith can achieve much more if she is provided with the financial assistance she needs. She majors in food and nutrition, which is a practical program that requires continuous purchase of ingredients. This scholarship will aid her immensely in her being prepared for class, as well as to purchase other school resources such as books and or uniforms.
President of the South Florida chapter of the Jamaica Ex-Police Officers Association, Roy Bennett. He says the association's members have made frequent visits to Jamaica, where they have given back to educational institutions and police stations. He says these efforts will continue. Assistant Commissioner of Police in charge of Area 1, Warren Clark, expressed thanks on behalf of all the beneficiaries while praising the association for its continued commitment to Jamaica. Marlon Tingling reporting from Montego Bay for Roundabout JA.
By 2030, Jamaica hopes to have increased its ability to cope with natural and man-made hazards such as hurricanes and earthquakes. This hope will be made a reality under Vision 2030, Jamaica National Development Plan, which aims to transform Jamaica into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. For more information, go to vision2030.gov.jm. And here's today's glimpse of Jamaica.
Thunderball is in lightning, massage is a stunning lightning and it'll leak. And Thunderball mash up the tree and run away. Yes, when Thunderball jab around, it end up either in a sinkhole or in a field where water is. My name is Nara Adlam from Quickstep.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. That's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ancar for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Prince Moore. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.